In 1991, State Senator Greg Higdon thought he was being vetted to be the next Secretary of the Natural Resources and Environmental Protection Cabinet under newly elected Governor Brereton Jones, a Democrat. Then Jones's chief of staff asked Higdon if he'd consider being Deputy Secretary.
I said, no, I'm not interested. So wait just a minute and let's talk this out a little bit and see. And she said, have you ever heard of Phil Shepard?
Higdon had. He remembered back to a Senate Agriculture Committee hearing, which he chaired. A bill was about to fail late in the legislative session as environmental and industry interests bickered, all but ensuring the bill's failure. But then...
guy raised his hand in the back of the room, and it was Phil Shepard. He said, I think we can all, from the environmental community, agree on it. So I just rolled in the sideline. Phil Shepard seems to be reasonable.
Governor Jones tapped Shepard to be the secretary, and Higdon agreed to be deputy secretary and special assistant to the governor. They both had the same salary and shared management of the cabinet. The late Associated Press reporter Mark Shelgren called them the odd couple because Higdon usually supported industry on environmental issues, and Shepard was, as Shelgren put it, a card-carrying tree hugger. The two navigated thorny issues like implementing waste management laws for landfills and allowing wastewater from Jamestown's sewage plant to be piped into Lake Cumberland. Higdon says he thinks it's unfair when Shepard is accused of favoring Democrats in his courtroom now that he's a judge.
I can promise you this, he'll think it through. I have the utmost respect also for the governor of the Commonwealth.
Judge Shepard is currently presiding over several lawsuits challenging the governor's overhaul of state boards. The lawsuits are dripping with politics, as most of them have been brought on by Bevin's rival, Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear. But they also deal with important questions about how far the governor's executive powers extend. Louisville Republican Representative Jerry Miller says it's not fair that such questions go through Franklin Circuit Court, where judges are elected by people in Franklin County who are mostly Democrats.
Whenever he's going in to make a decision, he's always got to think, oh, what do the people back home think? Which are, oh, by the way, they're in the backyard because a large part of them either work for or are retired from or have a family member who work for state government.
Tom Fitzgerald, director of the Kentucky Resources Council, says he's won and lost cases before Shepard, but doesn't attribute his losses to politics.
At the end of the day, I thought that I had compelling legal arguments, and they simply didn't agree. You don't then accuse them of partisanship.
First elected in 2006, Shepard has presided over a bevy of lawsuits against the state, with a mixed record of ruling in favor and against former Democratic Governor Steve Beshear's administration and that of Republican Governor Ernie Fletcher. Guyon Johnstone, a former clerk of Shepard's, says the judge leaves politics at the door.
He might be ruling against a particular official or political party at times, but I don't think that that has anything to do with his own personal beliefs.
So far, Shepard has temporarily blocked Bevin's overhaul of the UofL Board of Trustees, and he's temporarily blocked a reorganization of the board that nominates judges who oversee workers' compensation cases. He's also allowed the governor to overhaul one of the state's pension boards while a lawsuit over that move is pending, but he prevented the governor from removing the former chair of the board. It's widely expected that all of the cases will end up in the state Supreme Court. I'm Ryland Barton in Frankfurt.